a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, June 21st. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 85 degrees.
A small crash being cleared from I-15 in Ogden. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. There is new legislation looking at allowing cities to place more restrictions on fireworks in the future. But during this hot, dry summer, Salt Lake County officials are making a plea for responsibility. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains from Dimple Dell Park.
Fireworks are already restricted in the unincorporated areas of the county. The Salt Lake County mayor cannot ban them everywhere, so she's asking for help.
I just want to emphasize this grave risk and ask people to really do the right thing.
Mayor Jenny Wilson says watch the official fireworks shows instead. She was joined at Dimple Dell Park by Sandy and Draper representative Suzanne Harrison, who's working on a new bill to let local cities have their own restrictions.
There's nothing the city can do about the sale of fireworks, even in banned areas, which causes a lot of confusion for residents.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against restricting certain kinds of benefits for college athletes. ABC's Aaron Kaczorski explains the ruling.
The Supreme Court's unanimous ruling rejected, on antitrust grounds, the NCAA's assertion that limiting internships, academic scholarships, and free computers is necessary to preserve the image of college athletes as amateurs. Otherwise, the NCAA fears schools might exploit such benefits and give student-athletes unnecessary or inordinately valuable items. The Supreme Court said nothing stops the NCAA from enforcing a no Lamborghini rule. Education-related benefits, the court said, give student-athletes a measure of compensation more consistent with the value they bring to their schools. Aaron Kaczorski, ABC News, New York.
The Utah Jazz are bringing back the Salt Lake City Summer League. It'll be played on August 3rd, 4th, and 6th at Vivint Arena. The Jazz will participate along with the San Antonio Spurs and the Memphis Grizzlies. That's according to KSL Sports. The last time the Salt Lake City Summer League was played was in 2019. It was canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The CDC is now investigating why younger Americans are lagging behind in getting vaccinated. ABC's Mark Remillard explains.
A CDC-led study shows only 38% of 18 to 29-year-olds have gotten at least one shot, compared to 80% of those 65 and older. A gap is understandable considering the prioritization of vaccines early on, but a second CDC-led study found that nearly half of people 18 to 39 say they're unsure or definitely won't get a vaccine. The most common reasons were a lack of trust in the vaccines, concerns about side effects, or the belief that they don't need a vaccine. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
People in a small town in Illinois are cleaning up today after a tornado tore through their town. Fire Chief Keith Creston says the tornado left a lot of damage in Woodridge.
Currently, we're looking at over 100 structures that have been damaged significantly by this incident.
Officials say the tornado didn't travel far, only about 3 miles, but police did say it was about 3 blocks in width. The White House is calling today's Child Tax Credit Awareness Day, and Vice President Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh saying that expanded child tax credits will make a big difference for working families.
That could cover a month of rent, a few months of groceries, an entire year of diapers.
Starting next month, eligible families will receive monthly payments up to $300 for each dependent child. Other national stories KSL is following. Crowds are continuing to grow at the airport.
Close to 2.2 million people went through airport security checkpoints in the U.S. according to the TSA. That continues a trend during the pandemic of Sundays being the busiest travel days. That nearly 2.2 million is the highest number seen since the start of the pandemic and only 23% lower than on the same day in 2019.
The TSA is also dealing with staffing shortages at more than 100 airports. American Airlines is canceling flights due to increased travel demands and a lack of staff. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports on how Utah is affected.
The airline currently runs 21 flights out of the Salt Lake International Airport. In a statement to KSL News Radio, American spokesman Derek Wall says one flight was proactively canceled through mid-July. Wall says a total of 1% of its flights, about 72 routes, were canceled system-wide, with executives attempting to impact the fewest number of customers. The statement also points to several unexpected weather events at the airline's major hubs, along with the surge in travel demands for the cancellations. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Utah wildlife officials are sending out a warning about not illegally keeping wild animals. The Division of Wildlife Resources says they've recently received several reports of people taking home newborn fawns and baby raccoons. They say picking up these animals is not only illegal, it's also dangerous. Officials say if you do encounter a baby animal in the wild, its mother is probably nearby and it's most likely not abandoned. They say to just leave it where you found it. Don't touch it. Coming up on KSL... How many times a woman in St. George called 911 to give her a free ride to Nevada? And a look at your noontime drive.
A small accident in Weber County. It's northbound I-15 at the on-ramp at 31st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Our daytime companion.
Big sweeping bill is called the Justice and Policing Act.
Chiefs of police hold incredible power over their own policies.
When we go for these massive bills, it's just not going to happen.
KSL has news all morning.
And the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa,
play KSL News Radio.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%, APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only a quarter percent can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local stories. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson asking people in the county not to set off fireworks this year. In a press conference this morning, she reminded people that fireworks are restricted on unincorporated lands. A woman is under arrest after calling 911 multiple times, asking police to take her to Las Vegas. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
Police say a Nevada woman made a series of 911 calls in St. George, reporting she needed a ride home to Las Vegas. After the first call, police found the woman walking and told her they couldn't drive her, according to the St. George News. A short while later, she called again to report that she was being harassed by law enforcement. Officers again told her she needed to find her own ride and to not call 911 again unless it was an actual emergency. Police records say the woman said she understood, but then ran in front of traffic to try to get a ride. That's when she was finally arrested. After she gave police her correct name, they also discovered she had a warrant out for her arrest. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thieves are stealing truckloads of nuts in California. Police caught one suspect over the weekend, but they say it keeps happening. The latest case was a man who took a tractor trailer full of pistachios and was repackaging them to sell. Nuts are a $5.2 billion part of California's economy. Police say nuts are an ideal high-priced item to steal and resell because they don't have any serial numbers. A family in Thailand will have to rebuild their kitchen wall after a hungry elephant pushed its head all the way through it in search of snacks. The family was awakened in the middle of the night by noises coming from the kitchen and found the elephant using its trunk to scrounge for food. The bull was able to grab and eat a bag of rice before it was shooed away. The family says it will cost about $1,500 to fix that wall. Members of the International Space Station spent their Sunday doing an 8-hour spacewalk. It included the installation of a new solar array.
And it's latched and locked.
Copy. EV hatch is closed and locked.
That is American astronaut Shane Kimbrough and French aerospace engineer Thomas Pesque finishing up their work. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself,
doing
Maria?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Good. We are looking at a nice start to the noontime drive for this beautiful Monday. We have a nice commute on I-15 north and southbound, both directions between Ogden and Provo. Even though we have a small accident on the exit ramp in Weber County from northbound I-15 at 31st Street in Ogden, it's over to the left. You can get around it. It's not causing any kind of major delays. Diamond Rental has more than the equipment you'll need for your next project. They also provide top-notch customer service, 11 Wasatch Front locations, and the expertise to help you get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Middle 90s is going to be the high today with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow we're heating up once again, back up to near 100 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Beautiful sunshine, 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, how American Airlines is canceling hundreds of flights and how that could impact your summer travel. We'll go in-depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Step into $400 with University Credit Union. Step 1, use your new Visa debit card 15 times and we'll give you $150. Step 2, utilize direct deposit in your new account for another $150. Step 3, if you have an auto loan over $10,000, transfer it to us and we'll give you $100 more. Let's see, $150 plus $150 plus $100. Bingo, $400. Step to the nearest University Credit Union branch or go to ucreditu.com today to see if you qualify.
Are you or someone you love thinking about an assisted living or memory care community? At Spring Garden Senior Living, we provide peace of mind for our residents and their families. We are dedicated to our local communities and take pride in caring for our friends and neighbors. With locations in Heber, Holiday, Linden, and Mapleton, there's bound to be an assisted living community right in your backyard. Call 801-658-1552. That's 801-658-1552 to schedule a free community tour today. Spring Garden Senior Living, making assisted living feel like home.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
I'm Derek Miller. Sid Tetro is the CEO of Brandless and president of the Women Tech Council. And she's here with an important message.
It feels good getting back on our feet.
We've had heartbreak and challenges, but Utah has prevailed throughout the coronavirus. No other state has fared as well. And now we have the opportunity to put COVID-19 behind us. At the moment, 63% of Utahns 18 years and older have been vaccinated. But to begin achieving herd immunity, we need to reach 70%. Only 7% of our friends, family members, and employees need to have the time and opportunity to receive a free vaccination. Join our effort to bring it home. You can facilitate access to vaccinations by hosting a pop-up vaccination site at your business or by allowing time off for vaccinations. And these are just two of many ideas. More are available at coronavirus.utah.gov. There you can see how far we've come and learn how important it is between now and July 4th to bring it home.
June 24th through the 28th, stop by Young Automotive Dealership for the semi-annual 1-2-3 sale. Plus, this year, get 5 years of free maintenance instead of two when you finance with America First.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake County leaders asking people to please be safer this year with fireworks while they cannot ban fireworks outright in all places. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Second, as the West deals with record drought, Tropical Storm Claudette is causing problems along the East Coast, and people in Illinois are cleaning up after a tornado tore through their one small town, causing damage to over 100 buildings. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
It's pretty quiet on the Valley freeways. No delays on any of the main flow. And we have the final cleanup of the one crash that we have. It's in Ogden. It's on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 31st Street in Weber County on the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine again today. High temperatures about 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
86 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House announcing some 55 million COVID-19 vaccine doses will be donated to the world. That's short of the 80 million the president had promised. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge.
It will include 16 million doses for Asia, 14 million for Latin America and the Caribbean, 10 million for Africa. A White House official saying those shipments will go out as soon as countries are ready to receive them. Meanwhile, here at home, two studies are looking at why younger Americans are lagging behind older populations in getting vaccinated.
A CDC-led study shows only 38% of 18 to 29-year-olds have gotten at least one shot, compared to 80% of those 65 and older. A gap is understandable considering the prioritization of vaccines early on, but a second CDC-led study found that nearly half of people 18 to 39 say they're unsure or definitely won't get a vaccine. The most common reasons were a lack of trust in the vaccines, concerns about side effects, or the belief that they don't need a vaccine. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Supreme Court ruling today that the NCAA can't prohibit modest education-related payments to student-athletes. Vice President Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh for what the White House is calling Child Tax Credit Awareness Day.
That could cover a month of rent, a few months of groceries, an entire year of diapers.
The payments will run through the end of the year. In Jordan, a former top advisor to King Abdullah II and a relative of the monarch pleaded not guilty today to sedition and incitement charges linked to an unprecedented public rift in Jordan's royal family. The defendants accused of conspiring with a senior royal, a half-brother of the king, to foment unrest. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 600 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. American Airlines is canceling more than 400 flights. ABC's Gio Benitez tells George Stephanopoulos the airline is warning of more cancellations to come.
Weather, of course, is a big problem right now, but we've also learned that American Airlines is having major staffing and maintenance issues. Take a look at this right now, because over the weekend, we saw a stunning number of cancellations, 123 flights on Saturday, about 180 yesterday, and already today, about 100 flights have been canceled. Some of those cancellations have happened right before that scheduled flight. Now, why is this happening? Well, the airline tells us they've got a high number of employees who are calling out sick. Plus, you've got other staffing issues along with aircraft maintenance. Many airlines are having trouble keeping up with the fast increase in travelers. More than 2 million were screened by TSA on Friday alone. And the issues are not over. American expects to cancel anywhere between 50 and 80 flights per day over the next month, George.
So, Gio, so many people traveling. If you face a last-minute cancellation, what do you do?
Well, American Airlines is telling us that they're actually going to start canceling flights a little bit earlier. That way, people actually have a chance to rebook those flights. But if it happens to you, grab that phone right away. Open up that airline app, because that's going to be the fastest way to go ahead and get that rebooking done. You got to do it as quickly as possible.
In Utah, American Airlines tells KSL News Radio just one flight has been canceled so far. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Mee, still a good-looking drive?
It is. We have good speeds up and down the I-15 corridor as well as the rest of the Salt Lake County freeways. Just the one small accident. It's really not causing any delay. But if you're exiting here in Weber County, you do want to watch for it. It's exiting from northbound I-15 at 31st Street, and it's at the very top of the ramp on the left side. Don't miss America's Freedom Festival, July 3rd, at LaBelle Edwards Stadium, featuring Lee Greenwood and Colin Ray, plus Nitro Circus, Skydivers, Flyover, and Utah's biggest fireworks show. Tickets at stadiumoffire.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And now a look at the seven-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine up to 95, the high today. Tomorrow we soar up to near 100 again and mostly sunny. It's just about as hot Wednesday. More sunshine, a few more clouds in the afternoon, and a high of 96. Tones down only a little bit for Thursday, Friday. Highs those days back in the lower 90s. Heats back up on Saturday, 97. More sunshine back up to near 100 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets making up for their losses last week. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life. And see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
It's one big party in Logan, Utah this summer, so get in the car and join the fun. Summerfest Arts Fair is Thursday through Saturday with 165 artists, plus live music and great food. We're Utah's heart of the arts with more than 100 live performances now through August. Check out ice cream, honey, cheese, and more at 20 tasty stops on our self-guided foodie trek. The zoo, Cache Valley Fun Park, living history at the American West Heritage Center, and the Cache Valley Cruise-In Classic Car Show is coming up. Get in the car. Book your affordable family getaway at ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com. Hello, you happy campers. It's Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. Before you head to the hills, here are a few tips. Mother Nature will not clean up after you. If you pack it in, you gotta pack it out. Only you can prevent forest fires. I cannot believe I have to say this on the radio, but please don't poop whenever or wherever nature calls. Buy a disposable toilet bag before you hit the trail. Please be nice to our rangers. Keep the rules, and we'll all be singing Kumbaya. ExploreLogan.com.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1223. Students at one college in Tennessee will have to pay $1,500 per semester if they are not vaccinated. Officials at Rhodes College say they will charge the students to cover the cost of COVID testing. Here's senior Nico Lindsay.
To me, the bigger incentive would be not so much the money, but the process of going through testing all the time. I think that was my thing by the end. Like, once I got vaccinated, I was like, great, I don't have to go into testing.
Rhodes College is returning to in-person learning in the fall. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Walmart is about to lose its title as the largest retailer in the U.S. Amazon is expected to surpass Walmart as soon as next year. J.P. Morgan analysts say the pandemic is in part responsible for Amazon's growth, with people ordering more online. A rare case of Chinese liquor sold for more than a million at auction. Can you believe that? The case included 24 bottles of 1974 sunflower liquor. United Airlines is relaxing appearance standards for employees. The airline says in a memo that the new rules will celebrate employees and create a more inclusive culture. United did not give specifics, but gave hints that the change will include tattoos, nose piercings, hair, makeup, and nails. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 563 points. That's more than a percent and a half, sitting at 33,853. S&P 500 up by 55. The NASDAQ up by 115 points. The Prime Minister of India and the World Health Organization are teaming up to launch a new yoga app.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailing yoga as a source of strength and poise for people in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has claimed the lives of at least 225,000 Indians in the past 3 months. Modi announcing the World Health Organization is launching a new app loaded with instructive videos and other information to promote the proper practice of yoga. WHO Director General tweeting, the WHO is very happy to launch a new M-Yoga app together with the government of India to help you do yoga at your convenience, especially during COVID-19. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.